let's redo have to
do
this.
It again, right?
Yeah, let's reboot it. Nobody heard us. So.
Well, I feel bad.
I do.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because nobody got to hear me talk to you about...
Yeah, you mentioned the Cards and the Brewers.
No, series. The Reds.
Yeah, but
Cincinnati,
that time,
yeah.
Everybody missed that error you made. Daggone, man.
No, there was no error. I was talking about the Brewers kicking their ass last night.
You said the Cards, and then I said, no, we... I said, yeah. Or I was like, yeah, they beat the Cards. Just remember that.
Yeah, Danae said, I was watching or checking out BZ's show from last night. The whole thing was no audio.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we both used Restream. However, what's weird about this, it was in my computer. I watched it change without touching anything. Kind of weird.
It is weird.
You know what I mean?
Good it's morning. Just the way things have been going lately.
Leslie Bird, Jam, Danae, Sean, Dan, Ginger, Jam. Sorry about that.
And how do we sound today, guys? Let us know, too.
We sound echoey. It's echoey.
In the studio, we sound echoey.
It's kind of shaky, like the play of the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, it's kind of shaky, the play the bullpen did last night. Yeah, I agree.
No, even the hitters. I mean, yeah. Your bullpen, yeah, your hitters, your yeah. regular. I mean, the whole team sucked.
Well, they had the wrong lineup in there anyway. I told my son that last night.
What should have they had in there?
His batting order was all messed up and everything.
Really?
Because he brought Votto back, but then he starts taking other guys out of the game.
No.
One player can take for three. Come on, now.
Come on. Yeah, you know, it's...
Play your best.
Well, it's a funny day. Okay, you sound sexy, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got to always get behind Dan, and you always got to make sure that he feels good because he's, you know, he's got a, what would you call that, a confidence on the radio problem?
I got a COVID complex or con job
is that
complex.
What it is?
Yeah.
Because I mean,
it's,
I know there's
lowered my standards.
I'm not talking about dating.
Oh,
yeah. I was just talking about your confidence on the radio.
Oh, yeah. That's lowered my standards too.
It pretty close, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty close
COVID does
to his
or con job.
His radio confidence is pretty close to his bedroom confidence, and we need to pull it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to get better. Today it's a funny day. You want to know why? It's National Donald Duck Day.
Donald Duck Day. Wow.
Yeah, well, I love Donald Duck.
I think Donald Duck's pretty good.
So I've got 10 things that people don't know about Donald Duck.
Really?
Yeah. Also, it's National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie today.
Mmm. Goodness.
I love rhubarb.
Yeah.
I love strawberry.
Yeah.
You know what's better?
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb crisp.
Yeah.
You ever had that?
Yep.
It is delightful, heavenly.
There's nothing like pies. Grandmother.
It's also National Earl Day. You know what that is?
National Earl Day?
Yeah.
That'd be like the Duke of Earl or what?
I think it's a tea.
A tea?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like Gray Earl tea.
Wow.
You never heard of Gray Earl tea?
No.
Okay. It says, June 9th, each year dedicates a National Earl Day to those with a particular qualification and a genuine capacity for achievement. The day honors those legends named Earl. While the name is being uncommon these days, hopefully those who have the privilege of being so named have earned it.
Right.
Okay, so you were right. Boy, that don't happen very often.
Hey. Gotta get lucky 80% of the time.
Yeah, well, you know, Earl.
Yeah.
The Duke of Earl, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, there's something amazing that has happened. There's only three things. It's National Donald Duck Day, National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day, and National Earl Day. However, I've had a lot of kids in my day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm telling you, when you're having a baby, multiple things are going on.
Right.
Right. Now, I've never actually had the baby because, you know, I actually believe in realism. Like, you know, I don't have a vagina.
Yeah.
You know, I can't grow a baby inside me. That's a gift that only women have.
God gave it to them.
That's right. But having one, two, three.
No.
I can understand that and you know, bless those people that have more than one at a time because, you know, bless you. Mm-hmm. And all the parents out there know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
However, we have now jumped into a new game.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
It's Decuplets.
It's what?
It's called decuplets.
Decuplets, like yeah. You're talking about deca, like 10.
The deca, yeah, we're talking decades of...
10.
Yeah, 10. All right, guys. South African woman gives birth to decuplets. A South African woman who was expecting 8 babies is believed to be a new record holder after she gave birth to 10 infants.
10.
10 infants.
10.
Now here goes the trick, guys. Tabua Tasatasti of Tembija.
Tabua Tasatasti.
I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Eker Haleni said his wife, Jasamia Thomar Sithole, good thing I said that right, 37, gave birth to decuplets at a Pretoria hospital. Tasatasti said doctors had initially believed Sithole, good thing I was saying it right, was pregnant with sextuplets, but they later discovered their scans had missed two. He said it came as a shock when the doctors performed a cesarean section and ended up delivering a total of 10 babies.
10 babies. Hey, speaking of babies.
Yeah.
Speaking of babies, we had a cranker that was born this day.
Really?
Dan Jackson.
Dan Jackson.
Happy birthday.
The man with the great first name.
Well, he said it should be National Dan Jackson Day.
It should be National Dan Day.
Well, it does. Every day. You know what? It does sound kind of like a Major League Baseball thing, right? Like,
right.
Up next, Dan Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
And then batting next, Dan Baker.
But I don't think Mrs. Jackson had 10 babies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yesterday, she lived Tadawadi, Tadatadi, Tadaladawadi.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know her
right.
name. But 10 babies. That, oh.
I know.
How do they do it?
I know. 7 boys, and it says right here, it's 7 boys and 3 girls.
Hmm.
She was 7 months and 7 days pregnant, too. Tasatasti told Pretoria News. A couple had previously said Sithole, which I gotta watch that. Dry climate. What the hell? Oh, that's weird. It's on this video that I'm reading the story.
What were they saying? The dry climate helped produce the 10 babies?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Pretty much.
Yeah, but because she's a poor African lady, right?
Right.
So she wasn't like being injected with, multiple.
Yeah.
This was a natural deca.
Yeah.
Birth.
It, yeah.
All right. How many of you out there could handle? Okay. First of all, there's no such thing as 2 parents working with 10 babies.
No.
I don't even know if one parent. I mean, think about this. Think about flu season.
I know. And it's a job in itself just to take care of 1 or 2 kids.
Think about that. 10 babies having the flu all at once.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next thing. Now, I have a lot of kids. There's, I've got 1 month that we don't have babies in. Don't have birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay. How does a family afford birthday cake, birthday presents, and ice cream?
Yeah.
For 10 babies at one time?
I don't know. That's
how do you afford that? I mean, okay, the thing about that, if you spent $50 a kid,
right?
That's still $500 every birthday just on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
On present. Yeah.
So who's the father? Does it say?
It did say the, didn't mention anything about the father in the story.
We don't, how the world is now. Fathers are just a wallet. They're not anything more than that anymore.
It is in South Africa, too. There's a lot of that going on in South Africa, too. Women getting pregnant.
Tadawadi?
Yeah.
Just, okay.
And not
I'm telling
getting
you,
married.
That's going to be, she better start saving now for college.
Yeah.
10, 7 boys, 3 girls.
Yeah.
Going to have your hands full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
10 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 of them all at once.
Hello, Mandy.
That's Brady Bunch, 2.5.
Could you, to be honest now, could you actually take care of 10 babies?
No. I would have to say, here, I'm gonna have to.
You'd have to get a helper.
A helper.
You know what I mean?
I'd have to be able to afford a helper.
10 kids?
There's just no way I could. I've done 10 kids. Not all at once, though.
Not all at once. Not
it's
all babies.
It's different when they're spread it out.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
That's, Well, congratulations to her. I'm glad everybody's safe. I'm glad the kids came out okay. But that it healthy. Is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does.
A mother being able to have that many kids be okay.
Yeah. I mean, all you can call these are is decouplets as blessings from above.
Amen. That's all you can say to that, you know?
That's it.
Well, that's one of the best stories we've had
in a while. Yeah. Other than that veteran story, I really touched my heart on that one. Really.
It did. I'll tell you, this one really touched my pocketbook.
Oh, no.
Because I was looking last night after I got some McNuggets.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I don't like McDonald's. I really don't.
I don't either.
I'm not even into McNuggets, per se.
Me either.
However, I saw this, and I decided to go through my McNuggets after reading this story a couple days ago.
Hmm.
Among Us shaped McDonald's Chicken McNugget, selling for nearly $100,000 on eBay.
Huh.
A McNugget one.
Yeah.
Okay, check this out. What do you think of this? Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Right there. That Chicken McNugget. Okay.
Yeah.
That was when it was at $34,443. People pay that for a McNugget. So, I don't know.
Do we go buy some and then sell them?
Well, I was thinking this. Now that this happens, okay.
Yeah.
Remember we did the 5 standard McNugget sizes before?
Yeah.
Or shapes?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's to say that one of these kids at McDonald's isn't going to get smart enough to make another one? Throw a little bit more batter on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, ooh, look what I got.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Yeah. And they become a millionaire within a week. Wow.
I mean.
Yeah. Wouldn't be hard.
What other shape could bring that kind of money? A lot of them.
True.
You remember the old thing that you put on a semi truck and had the girl, like, you know, pointing forward? You could do that one.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. You could do another one of these. Maybe you make it a Nike symbol.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, what else?
A Trump nugget. A Trump nugget.
That'd be hard. How would you do the Trump thing?
I'd have to have the big old hair, piece of hair out there.
Dan says, I don't eat McDonald's anymore, and I very rarely do.
It's a McChicken, but it ain't a McNugget.
Well, it's one of them things where
it's just okay if you're, like, in a hurry to get somewhere.
Right.
To work.
Well, yesterday I had to go to Branson. Had to go pick up the boy. He was working with our good friends, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were having fun. You know, I don't know. You know, they go down there to work.
Right.
And Gavin, he likes working. However, I think they do more shooting, fishing, boating than they do working. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sure of that. Especially if Uncle Craig's out there.
Yeah,
right?
But pretty much. I mean, and for him, it's a good excuse to go do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I can't complain. I think that it's awesome.
I think it is, too.
Okay, now your volume is low.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think it's low. I think that you've just, like I said, your radio performance is like your bedroom performance. It's heading down. So, yeah,
well, I mean,
it's like getting, just, you hear how quiet I'm getting?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then right back up here.
Yeah.
Same with you. Back up, just like turn your head, like look at
right.
Down.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, like normal.
That, yeah. Like that. Okay, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm not going to do McDonald's because I didn't have Among Us shapes.
Yeah.
I didn't. I think I only had 2 shapes in my whole thing.
Wow.
You know, the long boot looking one
mm-hmm.
and then the one that's almost a circle.
Right.
Those are the only 2 that I had.
Maybe McDonald's needs to come up with the new shapeshifter McNugget.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Well, I'm onto something here. Wait a minute.
You are.
Danger.
Is that danger?
Danger.
Okay. It's National Donald Duck Day.
Donald Duck.
So where does Donald Duck fit in your all-time favorites?
Probably top 3 anyway.
Top 3?
Yeah. I've got him up high. I got Popeye 1. Yeah. Scooby-Doo 2. And Donald Duck 3.
Okay. Well, Donald Duck. How about this? Donald was born on Friday the 13th.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
Really?
Useless knowledge about Donald Duck.
Wow.
This was announced in his official biography released in 1941, and maybe that explains his sometimes irritable personality. The license plate on his car was 313.